This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's energy ministry says the vast majority of electric consumers have lost power after Russian strikes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia's targeted Ukraine's battered power infrastructure with another barrage of strikes, forcing the country's last three fully functioning nuclear power plants to disconnect from the grid, leaving the vast majority of electricity consumers without power, the energy ministry says. In a Facebook post, the ministry adds, power workers are working to restore supplies, but given the extent of the damage, we will need time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. is sending more aid to Kyiv as Russia continues hammering Ukraine's energy sources, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The latest package is $400 million in weapons, ammunition, and generators. It'll come from the Pentagon's own stockpiles in a bid to get the aid out as fast as possible. But the continued push raises questions about just how long the U.S. and its partners can keep sustaining the fight without impacting their own military readiness. Many European nations say they've already pushed out all the excess equipment they can afford to send. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two blasts went off near bus stops in Jerusalem at the height of morning rush hour, killing a Canadian-Israeli teenager and injuring at least 18 in what Israeli police said were attacks by Palestinians. The first blast on Wednesday went off near a bus stop that's usually crowded with commuters on the edge of the city. The second went off about half an hour later in a settlement in the city's north. There's been an uptick in recent weeks in attacks by Palestinians. This is VOA News. Britain and South Africa on Wednesday announced a new health and science partnership on the second day of President Cyril Ramaphosa's state visit to London. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Ramaphosa met with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at 10 Downing Street, where the two leaders joined a UK-South Africa business forum to discuss trade and investment. South Africa is Britain's biggest trading partner in Africa.
South Africa and the UK, obviously very strong partners, allies, friends, and we share so many of the same objectives.
Ramaphosa's state visit marks the first such official guest hosted by Britain's King Charles, who has rolled out the traditional pomp and ceremony to welcome him. The two countries also announced new research collaborations in climate change, vaccine manufacturing, and genome sequencing, which plays a key role in detecting COVID-19 variants.
An agreement has been struck, which could mean the adoption of a ceasefire in the violence-torn east of DR Congo as soon as late as Friday, Angola's foreign minister has said. The Democratic Republic of Congo's president had been meeting Rwanda's foreign minister on Wednesday as tensions soar between the neighbors amid bloody militia violence on the border. Eastern DRC has witnessed fierce fighting in recent months between Congolese troops and the M23 rebel group. Turkey's president says he will carry out a land invasion into Kurdish areas of northern Syria. Recep Tayyip Erdogan's statement in Ankara Wednesday came after Turkey carried out a barrage of airstrikes on suspected Kurdish militants in northern Syria and Iraq in recent days. The strikes were in retaliation for a deadly November 13th bombing in Istanbul that Ankara blames on Kurdish groups, which deny involvement. Cuban President Miguel Diaz-Canel met with Turkish President Tayyip Recep Erdogan on Wednesday during a rare official visit to Turkey. The two leaders held bilateral talks and signed cooperation agreements in several sectors. During a joint news conference, the Cuban leader underlined his country's willingness to further relations with Ankara over energy, tourism, and education.
De continuar trabajando de manera conjunta en sectores de mutuo interés.
Diaz-Canel recently began an international tour including Russia, Turkey, Algeria, and China. The communist-run country is facing severe energy shortages and hours-long blackouts seeking to bolster its grid with international aid. Another World Cup day, another World Cup shock. Japan came from behind to upset Germany 2-1. The match played a day after Argentina's 2-1 upset loss to Saudi Arabia, the first ever competitive meeting between Japan and Germany. I'm Joe Ramsey.